USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo believes many people are talking themselves into a recession. Raimondo expressing optimism that the country will not fall into a major economic slowdown. This as New Hampshire Republican Governor Chris Sununu tells CNN's State of the Union, it's pretty plain to see the economy will be in a recession soon.
Recession is coming. You cannot add $5 trillion onto America's balance sheet and just hope it goes away. The recession is coming. The Fed, I think, has known this for a while. They've kind of ignored it.
President Biden is defending his upcoming trip to Saudi Arabia in an op-ed in the Washington Post. Biden saying the United States has to engage directly with Saudi Arabia to stay strong and secure. The president set to begin a Middle East trip Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his counterpart from Thailand in Bangkok Sunday, signing two agreements promising to expand partnership with Thailand and improve the resilience of supply chains.
We're grateful for Thailand's partnership in launching with us the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. That's going to help create a stronger, fairer, more resilient economy that will help families, it will help workers, it will help businesses across the region.
Blinken's visit to Thailand follows his meeting at the G20 summit hosted by Indonesia. Japanese prosecutors are talking to the alleged assassin of Shinzo Abe. The former Japanese prime minister was killed Friday while giving a campaign speech in Japan. Japanese news reports say his alleged killer is being questioned Sunday. A vigil for Shinzo Abe will be held Monday night, and a private funeral is scheduled for Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is getting slammed on social media for his summer vacation travel plans. Democrat Gavin Newsom revealed he's in Montana, despite the state being on the list that California bars official state-funded travel. The ban is due to what California calls discriminatory LGBTQ plus laws. A Newsom spokesperson saying the travel ban applies to using state funds and the governor's travel is not being paid by the state. However, the governor's office would not say if his state-paid travel security detail was accompanying him. Montana Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale says this is just par for the course when it comes to Newsom.
It is standard operating procedure for the far left. We see this time and time again, the hypocrisy, that the way with which they live their lives is always very different from the policies that they try to impose on the balance of their constituents. And this is just another example of it.
Basketball star Brittany Griner is due back in a Russian courtroom this week after pleading guilty to drug smuggling charges. Griner is on trial for having marijuana oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport in February. Lawyers believe her pleading guilty will speed up the verdict in her high-profile case. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News, wherever you download your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.